So, oh, I didn't realize this. I guess I should have looked at this again at the election of the 2019 chairman and vice chairman.
That's right. I know people like being.
That is an action item. I'm assuming that's the very first thing we have to do. Are there any nominations from the, do you want to, in the past, have we done that just as a joint kind of thing, or we do that separately?
I think we've done it as joint.
As joint. So, are there any nominations from the floor or for anyone with regard for a chairman, 2019 chairman and vice chairman of the Technical Advisory Committee?
I propose to put Greg back on the chairman again. I'm sure he doesn't want to do it, but
that's
really good, so.
Okay, and our vice chair is, let's just make sure.
Mr. Stoll sitting back there.
Okay.
If you would like
John
to
back there, yeah, okay.
Same thing
John
on that.
are there any other nominations?
We move to close nominations.
Who's the close nominations? So it would be for 2019, it would be myself and John as chair and vice chair. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approved then, so we move on. So let's do the approval. Has everybody had an opportunity to receive the minutes, look at the minutes, review the minutes? Were there any changes, corrections, or additions to the minutes? If not, would we have a motion to approve, please?
So
move. Nate,
second.
John. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Move forward with that. So let us move on to old business. And Pam, you're going to give us the project update.
Yep. We got the approval of minutes first.
No, they just did.
We just approved the minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wow. Yeah, we were really quick. Sorry about that. We just approved those minutes. I thought, are there extra minutes that I didn't know about? That's a possibility.
For City of Evansville Projects Walnut Street, there was a public meeting held Tuesday of this week, March 12th, at the C.K. Newsom Center. Presentation was given, followed by a formal public comment period, and then there was an opportunity for anybody in attendance to speak to the designers and the city and all that kind of stuff. So, but that was Tuesday, and it went very well. Vandenberg County, Columbia Delaware Bridge, the railroad agreement has been submitted to the county for review and approval. And then City of Henderson Projects, Watson Lane, a project kickoff meeting was held on March 6th. And that meeting was with the local government as well as services representatives with the consulting firm. And it gives the locals an opportunity to let the consulting firm know some of their concerns and issues that they want to have them keep in mind as they begin the design for that project. So that's what that meeting was.
I might note, especially on the Walnut Street project, just to let everybody know, that is a regional cities project that we've been engaged and involved in and provided funding for. So I just want to make sure that it's not necessarily a conflict of interest, but wanted to make sure there's full disclosure in that regard.
Thank you.
Okay. And any other than just giving us the update on that, or any questions, comments, anything else? Okay. If not, let's move on, Pam, to the Metropolitan Transportation Plan 2045, the conformity determination approval is requested for that.
Correct. So last month we brought before the committee the MTP 2045 and the associated conformity determination. That documentation was out for public comment for 30 days. We received four comments at a public meeting that was held, and I'll just go through those comments briefly with you. They are included in the final draft as well. So the first comment was to keep the buses running on Sunday and through the neighborhoods. And our response is that is anticipated that Mets will continue to operate Sunday service and continue to provide the routes through the neighborhood. The second point was consider a light rail to expand area service to outlying bus systems. Cost benefit for light rail, we haven't really been able to get that where it needs to be to move forward with a light rail. However, the Met COA mentions future additions of express routes so that the bus routes would have fewer stops. They would be able to transport people faster and that kind of thing. So that's something that we can look forward to discussing with Metz as we move forward. Replace buses that can't kneel, you know, so that they, as everybody is familiar with what kneel would mean. Metz continues to replace buses beyond their useful life, and when those buses are replaced, they're typically replaced with buses that do, in fact, kneel. And then the last one, it was in reference to a question where we ask, do you have a preferred method to learn about opportunities to participate in the local transportation planning process? And their response was they prefer to see things on buses and in the paper. And we've been doing both of those things, and we will continue to do those and do whatever we can to make them a little bit more visible if that's something that needs to happen. So those were the comments that were received. Also, since the draft, we added projects for Henderson and KYTC, Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, to the outer year. So the first time period that's in the transportation plan currently goes from 2019 to 2025. And those projects are also reflected, for the most part, in the TIP. The next time frame goes from 2026 to 2035. And we didn't have any projects in there for the city of Henderson. So through the shift process, which Laura will be talking about later, some projects have been identified. So we've added those to the transportation plan. Atkinson Street was added to the 2026 to 2035 timeframe. And then we added South Main Street project to the 2036 to 2045 timeframe. To the 2036 and 2045 timeframe, we added two KYTC projects that have also been identified as part of the shift process. One was Kentucky 351, and the other is a project on Kentucky 416. And with those, we also added fiscal constraint demonstration for Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet provided us with numbers that reflected how much funding they anticipated receiving during the time period of the transportation plan. And as a total, so they add their federal and the state match together, and we totaled the number of projects and the cost estimates that they had in the plan and compared those two, and they are fiscally constrained. So we added a table that would just reflect that in the document. And those were the only substantive changes to the document itself.
So with the MTP, we had four comments primarily?
Correct.
Is that normal? I did have one question, and this is probably the thing, and it probably some of this as you go forward. So for example, on page 53, table 5.1, we talk about performance measures, like for example, the number of on-street bicycle miles, that kind of thing, the greenway. Do we establish those performance measures, or are they performance measures that are federally mandated, or that's the guidelines, and that, or is that a combination thereof that we have that conversation? And how are those determined? And then how do you what's the metrics that you use to say we met that or not?
So
I was just curious.
The recommendations, and what page is that?
53. Yeah. Because there were a couple things like that. I was just trying to understand how do we, as we move forward, how do you say, okay, this is, we were meeting this guideline, or this is federally mandated, and the feds come in and say, here's what it is, or is this just, is this, you know, sort of as you're looking at it, this is the model that we use?
Sure. So the table is set up with a federal column, mm-hmm. and if the check mark is in the federal column, then that is something that's a federal required performance measure. The others were developed locally in as part of our Citizen Advisory Committee process. So we did reach out to our Citizen Advisory Committee group. They helped provide feedback on the development of these. The first meeting that we had with them, we got feedback from them. The second one, we brought these to them and said, do these look like what you wanted us to reflect, and any changes that we needed to make. And then the idea is that the performance measures are the way that we will track, are we meeting these performances. So next 4 years from now, when we develop our next MTP, there will be a table in there that talks about the progress we've made from this document to the next document.
Do we set for just so for example, the number of on-street bicycle miles? Do we set a number saying it's going to be X, and then we're trying to move toward that, or is it something that we're looking at? I mean, I'm just trying to I mean, do you actually come in? Do you have a number that says, here's what it is and we want to try to reach?
At the moment, we don't. Like the local target or the local measures that we're looking at, those we haven't necessarily set a target for. The federal ones have targets that
right.
the states are trying to reach, and then we have decided we're going to support the state on those.
Okay.
But the local ones, that's just data that we're going to collect. And we're just going to measure every year.
And see if we've made some improvement. Yeah,
right.
Okay,
like,
made
like,
progress on
like
something. Okay.
Miles of bike lanes, like anything we add is going to be
sure.
an improvement.
Okay.
So just things like that we want to monitor and see how we're
So as you're going through some of the road diets that propose, for example, Walnut, Covert, there's typically planned bicycle lanes. You'll include that as part
yeah.
of being part mm-hmm. of that. Okay.
Yep, that's correct.
That's helpful. Thank you.
We're looking at publish kind of like a report card
okay.
format for these?
The requirement is pretty new from the federal government, so we're starting the process, and it'll be more refined, I'm sure, as we continue future updates.
Sure, okay. This is one that we need action on. Are there any comments, questions, anything that in the plan, the approval of the plan? If not, I would make a motion to approve. Is there a second? Second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. So the next one, again, another action would be the 2020-2024 transportation approval, the TIP plan, and the approval there. So, yeah.
Similarly, we brought the draft document to you last month. And it was out for the same 30-day public comment period. We received one comment on the document. There was a question as to why the local funding or the federal funding provided to the locals from 2020 to 2021 dropped about $10 million and then was consistently $10 million less than the 2020. And what that is in 2020, we have a carryover balance from prior years of about $10 million. We're going to be spending that down in 2020, and prior year balances are gone as of 2020. So from 2021 moving beyond that, there is no such thing as prior year balances, and that's where that comes from. So in the memo that we provided, it highlights the changes that have been made to that TIP. We did add three projects. Warrick County Myers Road Bridge project was added to the TIP. That's a project where Warrick County received funding from NDOT on that. We added the Mill Road Railroad Overpass. It does not have federal funding in it at this point in time. It's state and local funding, but NDOT wanted us to include it just in case that changed, and they did apply some federal funding to that. And then the other added project was related to transit and its operating assistance for SIDC. It's 5311 funding, and this is portion of this funding goes towards Watts, to fund Watts's operation, and so that's why it needed to be in there. With these changes, the new overall total for the TIP is $341 million being spent in that five-year time frame. $229 million is federal, $59 million is state, and $53 million is a local match.
Any questions, comments? Not, you're looking for an action on this, so we would move to approve.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other further discussion? None, so all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's approved. Let's move on now to new business. And we're looking for, this is the transit asset management targets. And Matt?
So one of the federally required targets that is in the MTP was related to the transit asset management planning. The FTA required an asset management plan to be completed, and we worked with HART and METS throughout 2018 to develop our our regional group transit asset management plan. And within there, we looked at the fleet and the facilities of both agencies and developed the performance measures and the targets for 2018. Moving forward, now that the plan is complete, every year we will work with the agencies, including the nonprofits, to get their fleet and equipment information and develop beginning of the year performance measures and end of the year targets. On the second page, on the back of the memo, are all of those percentages. It just looks at the percent of the vehicles. And equipment, in this case, is their service vehicles, any of their trucks at their garage, etc. So it looks at the useful life of all the vehicles they have at the beginning of the year and what they anticipate at the end of the year based on the vehicles they will be receiving. So just FYI, Metz is getting 3 buses in 2019. Hart is getting 4. Metz is getting 4 new service vehicles, and Hart is getting 1. So you can see some improvement on the buses and the equipment there. On the nonprofits, again, that's not part of the TAM plan. It's not required to be in there, but we're going to continue to include them just to see how we're performing with the nonprofit vehicles. There is 1 cutaway bus and 1 van, although there's a couple vehicles that will be beyond their useful life at the end of this year, so that's why it goes up for 2019. But there are several vehicles that will be getting in for the nonprofits next year, so those numbers should go down again. So we're just looking for your approval of these numbers and then to include it in the appendix of the asset management plan.
Any comments? If not, we would ask for a motion, please.
Approval.
Is there a second? Second. Any further discussion? Otherwise, let's signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved. Let's move on now to the to Laura, to the Kentucky Shift Regional Project Sponsorship.
Okay, so last month we had Thomas Witt here from Kentucky's Division of Planning, and he gave us an update on what was coming with the Kentucky Shift program. And for those of you, that probably most of you have been through at least one iteration of this process, but in case you haven't, SHIFT is Kentucky's statewide data-driven prioritization plan for identified but currently unfunded transportation projects. And one of the first steps for the region in this process is the selection of 6 projects from a list of about 50 unfunded projects for the city of Henderson and Henderson County to sponsor. The projects are considered high priority for the region and are selected in coordination with leaders in the city and the county. And with approval today, these projects will be advanced for further review and scored in several performance categories, including congestion, economic growth, safety, asset management, and benefit cost. So we are asking for approval to submit the 6 projects on the back of the memo to advance in that process.
Okay. Any discussion, questions? And these are all unfunded at this point, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Goal to just move them up their priority list?
Well, yes, and it advances them, yeah. Basically, they'll get to the scoring process.
If there are no questions or anything, comments, I would entertain a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved. The next one then, Pam, I guess it's back to you for TIP amendments.
TIP amendments. So you sent a memo out in your packets, but we have a revision, and we put the revision in your packet today, and it should be dated March 14th. There's 1 project added to it, and I'll highlight that when we get to it. The City of Evansville, as part of the TIP amendments, is requesting that we add 3 signal modernization or visibility improvement projects to the current TIP. They will be in the TIP that you just approved to the future TIP. All 3 of these will be 80-20 match. So 80% federal funding and 20% match, and all have preliminary engineering in fiscal year 2020. Construction will be in 2021 or 2022. The fourth project that the city is asking us to amend into the TIP is a traffic signal preemption project that provides the fire department with preemption equipment in their vehicles so that they can change the signals to green and the cross traffic to red, which is the most important part, so that they can pass through the intersections faster. And this project we're adding to the current TIP for preliminary engineering in 2020 and construction in 2021. This project will be a minimum a 90-10 split because it's a safety project, so they'll get 90% federal.
And it's just, it says various locations?
Right now, we're looking at doing the entire service area for the city of Evansville Fire Department, yes, including the state intersections, as long as we get the state concurrence, and I don't think that we'll have any concerns with that.
Now, is that going to involve additional equipment at the intersections?
Yes.
Added footprint?
Okay. Not an added footprint, hopefully not an added footprint. The equipment should be in place, and that they just have to put a chip
sensor
in or a sensor or something like that in. Yep.
Yeah, they work in the cabinets.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been contacted by a couple different firms about being on the team for the thing, and it just seemed odd because that's kind of what I presumed the project was, but I didn't see where it'd be needed right away.
They may just need to confirm.
Yeah,
right?
Or there may be some temporary informal space or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes,
thank you.
Good point. The next project, the Warwick County project, this is the new project that we didn't include in the memo when we originally sent it out at Myers Road Bridge. It's one that we added to our new TIP, the 2020 to 2024 TIP, but we want to get it in this TIP as well, just in case there's a need to rush through the PE. And the PE is in 2020, and that's an 80-20 split. We have two amendments for HART, changes in their capital assistance funding and their fixed route, adding a fixed route bus. And then the MPO is requesting adding capital assistance funding to the TIP.
So. Remind me again, as we look at fiscal years, your fiscal year begins when and ends?
July 1.
Okay, it's because of the federal side. Got it. Okay. Because you deal with multiple fiscal years, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Got the federal and state.
State. Yeah.
And then the locals.
And locals. I know. Everybody's. Yeah.
Locals calendar. Yeah. State is fiscal July. Right. Federal is September.
September. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and we're looking for an action approval request on this, correct?
Yes, please.
Any questions?
Comments? Can you explain the capital assistance?
On which one?
On the MPO request.
This is for the nonprofit vehicles, for the Section 5310 money. It's for disabled and seniors. So we kind of guess every year how many vehicles are going to be needed, and a lot more agencies came out this year to want a vehicle, and we have the funding to do that, so we just needed to bump up the amount that's in the TIP.
Any other questions, comments? Entertain a motion to accept or approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I think I know how to say that, considering we just did like five of these. So apparently not. And this was more just informational for TIP modifications.
That's correct.
Right.
Yep. We added two district paving projects to the current TIP. The request to get them in there is so that they get them in this fiscal year. So. We certainly accommodated them for that. So the construction is in fiscal year 2019, and both will be an 80-20 split.
And the, in particular, the NDOT asked, made that request.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you. Any other business in front of us?
In your packets, we did provide just the STIP, as our TIP was out for public comment for 30 days, the STIP is out for public comment now. On the back of the sheet, you'll see when the meetings will be held in the Vincent's District. There is actually a meeting here in Evansville. Let me find it.
24th.
24th.
Of
April.
At Bossy High School. So the NDOT folks will be down to take comments on their STIP, their State Transportation Improvement Program.
At least we got the sun and daylight saving time over with at the moment. Any other comments? Any other business?
There was a comment last meeting about the sidewalks on Lloyd. The plan for the contractors complete with sidewalks rebuilt by August.
Can you, on the Lloyd, where on the Lloyd?
At the bridge.
Pigeon Creek, okay.
When they did the construction, they took out half of it.
To allow traffic to swerve over there.
Gotcha. I know, because they're doing some other things right now, yeah.
They want to keep two lanes through there, so.
Any other public comments? If not, have a motion to adjourn. Would there be one? So is there a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.